The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We are less than 6 months out of the November election, and there's still a lot of questions surrounding it. And I already made a prediction a few months ago about who I thought was going to win. Spoiler, I think Donald Trump is going to win. But I wanted to do a video today on who would win if the election was held today. So we're going to go straight to the map right now. And I guess really quick before I go to the map, I want to show everybody what is going on in the national polls. And I've talked about this a lot. The national polls are certainly important. Obviously, the popular vote is not what decides the election. It is the Electoral College. And as always, both Biden and Trump have been very strategic where they've spent their time, because you have to be. They're spending a lot of time in the swing states because that was ultimately what's going to, you know, turn the election. So regardless, say Biden gets 1% up on the popular vote, he's probably going to lose. Same goes for Donald Trump. But I'll show it anyway just because it shows a little bit of where Americans' heads are at. So this is at 538. So this is a conglomeration of many polls. And really quick, before I go to the polls, I actually want to say something about them. I understand a lot of people out there are a little skeptical of the polls, and I hear it so much. But people also have to understand, I can't just go off of your anecdotal experience at a Trump rally and say that Trump is going to win, or vice versa for Biden or RFK Jr. Because I hear that a lot in my comment section, like, well, the polls are inaccurate, and I went to this awesome Trump rally where all these former Biden voters were there, and they were saying that Biden's voting for Trump. And I'm like, guys, that's awesome that you did that in New Jersey, but that doesn't tell me what's going on with literally 100 million Americans. And so although the polls certainly are not always accurate, historically, if you look at it, they're actually quite accurate in terms of the presidential election, with a few notable exceptions. So hey, this is what we have to go off of. So take it with a grain of salt if you want, and we'll certainly account for a margin of error. But I'm not just going to go off some anecdote and extrapolate that to a presidential election. Anyway, going to 538, going to the national polls before we go to the individual swing states, which is really what's going to determine who wins this election. If you look at the national polls, what you'll see is back on March 1st, Trump was up by 2%. Which is actually really significant for Trump, because Republicans typically don't win the popular vote. And even if they don't win the popular vote, they oftentimes will win the Electoral College, which is certainly going to be the case in 2024. Yet he's still 2% up. And I made the prediction that Biden has to be 3% up at least in order to win the election. So basically, Biden's got 5% that he's got to make up just in the national polling to win. Of course, Kennedy is at 10.3%. He hasn't changed very much. I'll take that to today. Today on May 23rd, you'll see that Trump has lost his lead a little bit. Kennedy has stayed basically the same. And what do we chalk this up to? I don't really think that this is within the margin of error, so I don't really think it means anything. I don't think Trump has lost any ground. I don't think Joe Biden has gained any ground. It's really good news for the Trump team, the fact that they're winning nationally, because as I've said, Biden can win 1 or 2% of the popular vote, and chances are Trump will still win because of the swing states, which is what we're going to go to right now. So if you look at 270, this is the map that we have to deal with. All these things are pretty certain. You look at some of these that are a little bit light pink, like Iowa. This is what 270 said. This is just, it's called 270 to win, this website. This wasn't made by me yet. But people are, this is kind of their predictions. And then in the gray is what we just have no idea about. Those are the swing states. However, I just don't buy this like light pink with Alaska, Texas, Iowa, Ohio, or even North Carolina. So for our purposes, I'm putting it bright red, because I think there's absolutely zero chance that, and in Florida, by the way, I'm just making them bright red. I think there's absolutely zero chance that Democrats are going to pull these states. In fact, North Carolina was seen as one of these gray states not long ago, and already even 270, who tends to lean left a little bit in their predictions, has them pink. I don't think there's any chance that Joe Biden's going to flip that. And I'll show you right now why that is. If you look at North Carolina right now, sorry, I was looking at South Carolina, you'll see that Trump is up by 6.1%. And 2.5 months ago, he was up by 7.5. So again, that's well within the margin of error. And again, this is many polls. This isn't just one poll. These are all the conglomeration of polls averaged out. And you can see that there's been very little change. And 6% is above the margin of error, meaning Trump has won North Carolina handily at this point, unless something crazy happens. But again, this is about what happens if the election is today. So now we got to go to the swing states. At this point, Republicans have 235, Democrats have 226. And so Republicans already have the lead. We'll start, we'll just go left to right. If we look at Nevada and we go back over and we look at what the conglomeration of the polls looks like, you'll see that Trump is up by 6%. 6% is huge, and I'll show you why. If you go back to 2020, look at the discrepancy. We essentially have reversed it. Joe Biden was winning all the way up. So if we go back to the same date, Joe Biden was up by almost 5%, 4.5% on the exact same day. So essentially, Trump has made up 10% in Nevada from 2024, and it was already fairly close. So I think we can safely say, if it was today, that Nevada would go to Trump, making it 241. We'll go to Arizona now. Arizona is a similar story. If you look, we're at 4.7%, which, by the way, is just, again, Trump has gone down just a little bit, but I really don't think that it's any sort of trend. It's gone by usually less than 1%, which is the case in Arizona. He's at 4.7% up on Biden. Again, if we go to 2020, it's a similar story, where if we go to the exact same time, Joe Biden is up by 3%. So Donald Trump is making up like huge numbers. This isn't like 2%, 3%. He's making up like 7 to 10% in these swing states from where he was at 2020. Again, 4.7 is far above the margin of error, which is about 2.5% on these. So we can safely say that Donald Trump would take Arizona as well, making it 252. Now let's go to Minnesota. I don't know why Minnesota is even a swing state. It's going blue, no question. I don't know why 270 even says that, but we'll go to Michigan now. Michigan is 15 electoral. So again, Donald Trump still has to win two out of the three of these in order to win, between Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Not one of them alone, except for Pennsylvania, is enough. And Pennsylvania is probably the least likely to go towards Trump, as we'll see in a second. But if we go to Michigan, and we'll compare it with 2020 as well, because that's really important to see just the waves he's made. You'll see that Michigan, Trump has lost significant ground there, but he has never lost his lead. And if we go to 2020, once again, we see Biden had massive waves in Michigan. In fact, a lot of people probably don't even realize that Michigan is a battleground state because of the fact that last time it really wasn't. If you looked at this time, it was a bit of a battleground state, but basically around this time, around May, you see this massive discrepancy, and all of a sudden Biden is leading by like 8%, which is huge. And now Trump is leading by like 1%. So again, let's not underestimate this. This is a 9% swing from 2020. It's absolutely huge. Again, this is within the margin of error. So I think this leans Trump still, but that's definitely a light pink. There's no question. Again, that puts Republicans within three electoral votes away from winning, but he still needs one more. So let's go to Georgia now. If we look at Georgia and what's going on right now, sorry, I guess I don't know the alphabet. There we go. You'll see that Trump is significantly ahead in Georgia, and this has absolutely not changed. We're at 6.6, 5.3. It's within the margin of error. Again, a steady decrease as we've seen with the other polls, but nothing significant right now. 5.3 is a massive swing. If we look at 2020, you'll see that this was the closest one. So Trump has made up 5%, which is still no slouch. And you'll see that Biden was just up 1% and he took the state. So 5%, easily enough to do it. Trump wins the presidency easily. And for just the sake of, for fun, we'll look at Pennsylvania as well. Pennsylvania is a little closer, like Michigan. As you can see, it's remained that way for a long time, a steady decrease over the last 2 months, but still 2% up on Joe Biden, whereas in 2020, Biden was winning the entire time. And it was still very close at the end, by the way. Even with this 4.7% lead, it was very close, you'll remember, in Pennsylvania, literally by a matter of just a few, I think a few tens of thousands of votes. And that was when he was up 5%, and now we see Trump is up by 2%. So we can safely say, again, this is just a light pink for Pennsylvania. Trump wins with 302, which is a good win. It's a solid win. It's not really even close. And that's what happens if the election is today. Now, you know Democrats, and by the way, I'll just be super transparent. I want Donald Trump to win. But you know Democrats know this. You'll see people online, you'll see people on Twitter, Instagram, Democrats talking about how Joe Biden's totally going to win. Those are like the little D, Democrats, just the normal members. That's fine. They can think that. I promise you the leaders of the Democrat Party are not thinking that. They are scrambling. They're afraid. And they're going to do some crazy things. They're already doing crazy things between now and November to make sure this doesn't happen, because the lead that Donald Trump has right now is absolutely staggering. And it's going to be a really interesting next 5 months to see what they do. As always, guys, if you enjoyed this video, go down below, comment, subscribe, and give me your thoughts on the election and what you think is going to happen. We'll see you next time.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.